Trump accounts will teach children to be entrepreneurial, oppose the threat of communism. By Hannah Knudsen on July 6, 2026. Trump accounts will help teach the next generation to oppose the threat of communism, seemingly embraced by members of the radical left. President Trump said on Monday as Democrats see a dramatic increase in socialist candidates rising to fame within their party. Trump made the announcement on Monday, officially launching the investment accounts for children. Millions have been opened, and over 1 million newborns have received the one-time $1,000 seed money from the U.S. Treasury, kickstarting their investment. Speaking of the historic accounts in the Oval Office, Trump said he believes this will also help children veer away from radical leftism. "I think we've done a lot of great things, but I think this will be one of the top," Trump said. "It's going to teach children to be entrepreneurial, as opposed to the threat of communism that you're seeing a lot." Speaking of the individuals surrounding him in the Oval Office, who support the investment accounts, Trump continued, "This is not social Democrats, by the way," Trump said. "We're social Democrats, they say they're not social. They're communists, they want to destroy our country," the president warned. "We're not going to let that happen," he said, noting that Trump accounts also help from the perspective of parents, as they see their children getting richer as the market goes up. If it goes up, they can become actually rich. And the parents are going to be watching, and we were all going to be watching, Trump added. Similarly, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, described the accounts as Trump's New Deal, explaining that instead of having government taking care of everyone, Trump accounts are about making every child and every American a capitalist. He added, "Every one of our kids is now going to be an owner of the biggest producers in our country." The remarks come as establishment Democrats continue to battle the socialist rise in their own party. Not only did socialist Democrats clean up in New York, backed by New York City socialist Muslim Mayor Zohran Mamdani, but socialists have been winning primaries elsewhere as well. Democrat socialist Melit Kyros defeated 15-term Democrat Rep. Diana DeGette in Colorado's first congressional district primary last week, for example. Kyros believes there should be an immediate pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens, pushes a trans bill of rights, wants universal health care, and considers the ability to stop the heartbeat of an unborn child a key to economic freedom. Recent surveys also point to disconcerting trends for mainstream Democrats. Last week's survey from The Economist/YouGov found that a majority of Democrats would vote for a candidate who describes themselves as a democratic socialist, and only 8% of Democrats consider America to be the greatest country on earth. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has described the rise of socialists as a serious threat to our whole system of government. "It's communism, socialism. Those are deviations of Marxism. It begins with the opposite premise of America, and it is a serious threat to us. These people want," they're saying it out loud, "they want to abolish all borders. They want to abolish all prisons. They want to defund the police. They want to abolish the U.S. Senate. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want the government to take over control of oil production. This is communism, and it has led to the murder of innocent people. Tens of millions of them in the 20th century alone," he said on Fox News Sunday, calling to fight this movement. "We have to fight this," he said. "We're no longer just in an election cycle. We were saying it was common sense versus crazy. Now it's common sense versus communism. And everybody needs to wake up."